It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and we're going to run on over to Johnson Memorial Health Services. Or actually, we're not going to run over there because they're here in the studio with us. Lisa Guggenmeister joins us. Hi, Lisa. How's it going?
It's going good, Paul. How are you?
Good. My golf partner in the summer.
Yep.
We have fun golfing, don't we, on the Q92 golf team?
Sometimes a little too much fun.
Yeah, I bet you'd like it to be summertime, right?
It would be really nice. It's yep. Just too cold out there.
But, you know, I like the winter. You know that about me.
Yes. So.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in the studio. And we have a very important subject to talk about since it's winter. And what are we going to talk about this morning? I should mention to our listeners that Lisa is a mental health therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services and Madison Health Care Services, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. What are we going to talk about today, Lisa?
Today we're going to talk about the winter blues. Everybody experiences depression at one time or another in their lives, and the winter months can be especially challenging. Depression is a disturbance in someone's mood. It usually involves a feeling of sadness, a lack of physical and emotional energy, and a loss of interest in things that used to bring joy. It may cause you to feel very bad about yourself or hopeless about your future. It may affect your thoughts, your behavior, your appetite, or your ability to sleep. Depression may cause you to see reality in a distorted way, as if everything is negative and difficult, and problems may appear to be bigger than you can bear. At its worst, depression can make people feel as if they don't want to be alive. Depression is one of the most common emotional problems, but is also one of the most treatable.
So, Lisa, what are the winter blues?
Well, having the winter blues basically means feeling sad and generally more down in the dumps, according to the National Institute of Health. Winter blues isn't something that is medically diagnosed, but more of an understood feeling we can sometimes have during winter months that is usually short-lived. Many times it can be caused by a combination of not only less sunlight, but also stressful holidays or the absence of loved ones who have passed away.
Well, let's talk about the possible causes of winter blues then.
Absolutely. First, a drop in serotonin levels. Serotonin is a brain chemical that affects mood. It's the feel-good chemical and is produced more when it's light. Reduced sunlight can cause a drop in serotonin that may trigger depression. Melatonin levels is also a cause. The change in season can disrupt the balance of the body's level of melatonin, which plays a role in sleep patterns and mood. Melatonin is produced more when it's dark. During the winter months, when there is less sunlight, some people's bodies produce such a great amount of melatonin along with a small amount of serotonin that they can start to feel depressed. And last but not least, your biological clock or circadian rhythm. The reduced level of sunlight in the fall and winter seasons may also disrupt your body's internal clock and lead to feelings of depression. These symptoms may begin as early as autumn, reach their peak in January and February, and decrease again in spring.
So, Lisa, how can you help yourself if you experience the winter blues?
Well, you may not be able to change the weather or amount of daylight during the winter. You can make choices to help minimize the effects of the winter blues, such as seek out the sun. With shorter days and less sunlight, winter can lead to serious mood changes for some of us. Since depressive symptoms are worsened by a lack of sun exposure, soaking up the sun, even in winter temperatures, is critical. Being in the sunlight helps balance serotonin activity, increases melatonin production, balances your circadian rhythm, and increases vitamin D levels, which can lead to an improved mood. If you cannot get outdoors, clearing windows and doors of heavy draperies, move a chair, workstation, or kitchen table next to a window that gets sunlight. Aim to sit in this location for at least 1 to 2 hours a day, which you can break into shorter chunks throughout the day. Next is take a break from the news. Being indoors more often means an increase in screen time. And if this time is spent consuming a nonstop news cycle, you may feel an increase in the winter blues. To help minimize stress, sadness, and despair from the news, try to limit the amount of time you spend in front of the TV. Boost your mood with food. A simple change to boost your mood is to consider the food you eat. Consuming protein with breakfast, lunch, and dinner can enhance mood and prevent sugar and carb cravings later in the day. Also, including foods high in vitamin D, such as fatty fish, fish oil, and vitamin D-fortified foods like milk, orange juice, breakfast cereal, yogurt, and other food sources can also help balance mood. According to research, people with depression have low vitamin D levels, and people with low vitamin D are at a greater risk of depression. If you are not getting enough vitamin D in your diet or through sunlight, talk to your doctor about taking a supplement, especially in the winter months. Do some physical activity. Physical activity has been shown to boost mood, decrease the symptoms of depression, and reduce stress. Start slowly and build up to 30 to 60 minutes a day, 5 days a week, of aerobic exercise, strength training, yoga, or other fitness-related activities. Exercise on a regular basis, outdoors if possible, or indoors near a window. Keep up your sleep routine. Sleep is a huge component of mood. Without adequate regular sleep, our circadian rhythm can get disrupted, which also disrupts hormone production. To improve your sleep, go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. Follow a simple bedtime routine that signals rest, such as taking a bath, turning down the lights, or drinking a cup of herbal tea. Expose yourself to light as soon as you wake up. Sleep in a cool, dark room. Don't use electronics in your bedroom. Try to keep a stable sleep routine and remain awake during as many daylight hours as possible. Call on your support system. Loneliness and isolation tend to make the effects of the winter blues worse. That's why your support system, which may include friends, family, coworkers, and sponsors, should be on speed dial. If the past few years taught us anything, it is that human contact and socialization is important to our mental health. So if you are dealing with the winter blues, finding a way to spend time with supportive people is key to boosting your mood. And seek professional help. If lifestyle modifications and other low-level interventions do not provide enough relief from the winter blues, consider seeking professional help. Psychotherapy is highly recommended to treat depressive disorders by talking about your feelings and learning healthy ways to cope. It is important to remember that if your feelings of depression do not go away, or if they get worse, or if they begin to frighten you, you must tell someone who can help keep you safe.
All right. Well, that's some really good information there, Lisa. You know, winter blues, that's really pretty common with people, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
If you're really into a funk.
Yep.
It's hard to get out of, then I would seek help, I would guess, huh?
I would hope so.
I get depressed too, so. Yep. When it's dark at 5 o'clock at night, that's just not right.
No. No, it's not.
Yep. So let's just recap quickly then, if you will. How to get yourself out of them blues. I like the part about boost your mood with food to eat the right things.
Foods that are high in vitamin D and protein will tend to help boost your mood.
Boost your energy.
Yes.
And get some sun. Look for the sun.
Absolutely.
Even if it's 30 below, right?
Even if it's 30 below. And if that means taking a vacation, if time allows, take a vacation somewhere warm.
I appreciate you coming in, Lisa. And if people would like to get a hold of you and contact you about this subject or talk to you about it, how can they do that?
I am located at Johnson Memorial Health Services on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And to schedule an appointment, you can call 320-769-4393. I am also at Madison Healthcare Services on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And you can make an appointment by calling 320-598-7551.
All right. Thank you, Lisa, for coming in. Always nice to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paul. It's always good to see you.
Yeah, it is. It's always good to see me.
It's always good to see you.
All right, good.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Lisa. That's Lisa Kuchenmeister, a mental health therapist with Johnson Memorial Health Services and Madison Healthcare Services. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.